Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's where you wanted to be. Man, the alcohol was going to flow.
Oh, yeah.
There were plenty of ladies.
Oh, yeah. The girlies are going to show up.
And there were no rules.
Yep.
No bouncer to tell you to chill. No bartender saying it's last call. It was going as late as you wanted. Man! And one day, without knowing it, all of us went to our final late night house party.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, however, it seems, never let that fun die.
Were they still going?
Well, that has led to serious trouble for one person. After an incident in the city.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. This story went down early Sunday morning on the north side of the city. Rochester Police Department started getting several calls around 3 a.m. for an unruly party with several hundred people.
Wait, several hundred?
Big house party.
Several hundred. So the police headed out to break it up, and when they got there, they found an illegally parked car out in front of the house.
Wait, just one?
I guess.
Okay.
But there were people in the car.
Yeah.
While talking to the people in the car, the police say they spotted a handgun in the back seat.
Oh.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Also, that gun was illegally owned.
What?
Yeah, not good. And modified, according to police, to fire automatically, which is also illegal.
Okay.
Police arrested the man in possession of the weapon. Mm. So, scary story, but you know, everything worked out okay.
Okay. Good.
And if you had to guess the age of a person outside of a party arrested at 3 a.m., a house party, Tommy, you would guess the age would be?
Well, the kids. I would say anything from underage to 25.
Okay. Kimmy, would you agree?
Oh, yeah. That seems like a kid thing for sure. Like underage drinking kind of thing.
Okay. The suspect's 35 years old.
Yeah.
It's a little late to be at the house party, bro.
35 years old.
You're a little late.
3 a.m. at a house party. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How old is too old for a late night house party? A party don't stop.
Fashion house party.
Don't stop, Kimmy, till 6 in the morning.
Where you're going to a place where they don't care if you spill on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the house party is, right? Like, there is an age. There is a single age, like a number, where it goes from awesome to this is pathetic.
Okay.
What is that age?
I would say probably 25 you should be done.
Too old.
Yeah, so because I remember going to ones when I was 28.
Yeah, but you're pathetic.
But it was fun.
But you're...
Okay, the ones you were going to when you were 28... Was it with younger people, or were these people the same age as you?
So they were like work ones at people's apartments?
Yeah, he's pathetic.
Okay.
So they were like...
So it wasn't even a house party, it was an apartment party.
Yeah, but there was like from underage to... There was underage drinking going on and everything
And you
else.
Were 28.
And I was 28.
That didn't make you feel ancient at the time?
No, because everybody was doing it back then.
Are you sure, though? Did you look around?
No.
Everybody's doing it, man.
I was having fun.
Hey, guys, I'll go cash my Social Security check to buy more underage beer for you.
But it's the only way I could talk to 19-year-old girls.
Yep. Again, pathetic. The most pathetic.
Why is it pathetic for a 28-year-old to talk to a 19-year-old? Why is that gross?
There shouldn't be almost a 10-year gap there at that age.
Super pathetic. It's like
she's of age, I'm of age.
Yeah, sure.
She wants alcohol.
You
I
have to buy
to
her
them.
Illegal alcohol, though.
I did.
That's, yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
That's the problem you run into.
Well, it was fun.
Kimmy, what is the age, not for everyone around you, what is the age where it goes from awesome to pathetic at a late night house party?
I think by 23, you're more interested in the bar than you are a house party. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I think 21, you have the excitement of the bar, but maybe you're still kind of broke, so you're still doing the beers in a cooler thing or the keg. I think once you get into full-time job or like work atmosphere, that changes a little bit.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It is weird there is an age. You can get too old for the late night house party. Yeah. And I know there is one. But the older you get, in theory, the better the late night house party should sound.
Oh, yeah.
Because the house party serves a purpose as a kid. You can't get into bars yet, so that eliminates that. You always thought you could do it discreet so no one would know what's going on. You were always wrong about that. Mm-hmm. But the second, Kimmy, we were able to go to the bars, we went to the bars.
That's what I mean. Like, you wanted to be an adult. Like, you felt like you were missing out if you weren't out and about.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But here's what's weird about that. We were all excited to spend more money and have more rules to follow.
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
yeah.
If you told me I can go to a house, drink all I want for as cheap as possible, hang out with people that only I know, and maybe have a place to crash out when it's all over, like, as an adult, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
You didn't know what you had.
I'm spending a quarter of the money on drinks. I don't have to, you know, go back and forth with complete strangers all night long. There's no risk of, like, somebody... House parties should sound great.
But they were great.
But why do they sound like they suck now?
Because you're more antisocial now.
Is that it?
How do you want to go to a house party and like have to hover over the toilet because it's gross?
Well, that I stand.
Yeah, I know you don't get that.
I will say this: I can remember conversations I've had at bars, good and bad.
Yeah,
I can't remember one at a house party.
So you can't remember conversations at bars. You can't remember one at a house.
I can remember some at bars. I can't remember any because it didn't matter.
Yeah, you're right.
I wasn't there for the conversation.
But you were just having fun.
Right. It was just goofy crap.
Did we give away the greatest thing
sure
we had?
Yeah.
Oh, we can get it back.
No, you can't.
Well, you just called this guy pathetic. We can go back and do it again.
Yeah, but it was your youth. It's all gone.
Says who, man?
And where are you having it? Because you would have to live in a place that you don't really care gets destroyed.
Right, that's yet a problem.
Good point. Good point.
Like, it's all God.
You own too many nice things that could break. You own too many nice things that could get stolen. Like, there's just too much to worry about.
And the conversations are going to suck now. Like, because there was no conversation that mattered back then. We were just talking about stupid crap that didn't... There was no... Anything. None of it mattered. Nobody took anything serious.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything now is a serious conversation that I don't want to have.
No, that's a good point. Very depressing also. Way to go. We were all having fun at the house party
and
in our heads.
Somebody at the house party is always going to take it too far, whether they're hurting themselves or somebody else. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's probably.
And, you know, that was fun to watch as a kid. People do stupid things. Now I'm like, are we going to have to call an ambulance? Like, I just think of too many consequences here.
Okay, interesting take coming in. 252-WCMF, we're talking about this 35-year-old man that was arrested for having an illegal weapon, according to police, outside of a house party in the city over last weekend. And we're talking about how the house party was the greatest thing ever. What is the age where you are too old for a house party? Troy writes us. He says the age is 25. However, isn't tailgating basically a mobile house party?
Kind of.
Interesting take.
I think it's a different category, though.
How so?
Same food.
It's not late night.
Food. Who had food at
this
house
is much more planning involved most of the time.
Yeah.
But it's way more organized. You're outside.
You are just dragging it. I mean, look, you can drag a cooler out, stand there, bring a sandwich if you want to, and just party your ass off.
Yeah.
There's music. There's chicks. Yeah. I mean, it is kind of a mobile house party.
But it is an older, you don't feel old tailgating.
You're not
going to
get laid at a tailgate, though.
Bro, speak for yourself.
That's not true. We've seen plenty of videos of things happening in the parking lots and in the game.
You shouldn't.
But why? If you're having fun and it's all consensual, what's the problem?
No, like, I'm going to go bang somebody else.
I'm sure there are people that have met people at tailgates.
Bro, they have a whole RV section. That's a mobile house.
Oh, true. All right.
Go.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Go.
There's also, to your point,
out there.
Different level of tailgates. Like, you could go to a pretty fancy tailgate and have a completely different experience.
Yeah, but like, if you walk through some of those lots that aren't owned by the Bills, it's a house party on grass.
Yeah.
That's a great point by Troy.
Okay.
All right, you know what the big problem is with the traditional late night house party for adults? Staying awake. That's the biggest
thing. Oh, now?
Issue,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
I couldn't do it.
When we
not having a place to sit.
Okay, that's a weird one. That made you sound so old.
Yeah, but that,
no, but, that, but that's what I'm saying.
We're like, gonna do some sitting.
If I have to go to a house party and stand the whole time, I got to make sure I'm in comfortable footwear. And if I go out anywhere now, I'm like, am I gonna have a place to sit eventually?
What point in your life were you not always wearing comfortable footwear? She was the first girl to ever wear Skechers to prom.
That's not true. Sneakers were not cool when I was a young adult. Very jealous of girls like your daughter's age. Like they sneakers are cool. You can wear them with anything. Couldn't do that back then.
You didn't wear the
most uncomfortable cheap heels.
You didn't wear the ballet
Charlotte
flats.
Russe.
Ballet flats.
Those were so uncomfortable. Those gave your feet blisters. You couldn't wear socks with them, so they were like gross.
Okay, they were gross, man.
Yeah, I never got those.
There were girls who I would like, you know, hang around with, and I would walk in their apartment, and I could smell those ballet flats the second I walked.
Yeah,
in.
They were. Pass. They had no support, Pat.
No support.
No support. All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Let's say this weekend, somebody invites you to a late night house party. It's going to be all older people, but we're going to have like 100 people, big ass house, you know, whatever, man. We're blowing it out. It's cool. We're going to have fun. Would you go?
No.
You're not even going to think about it?
No. First of all, I ain't staying up late.
Oh, my God.
And I'm never going to recapture that fun I had as a kid.
How do you know? So,
it's impossible.
What if Kimmy and I go? We come back. You should have hung out, man. You missed it, man.
Yeah, you know it's going to suck. Because people my age get together, it sucks. Just sucks.
Let's say it runs a gamut. Everyone from the youngest person that works here, Hope, who's in her mid to late 20s, all the way up to your old ass. It's going to be people throughout that whole age. So you'll have young folks. You'll have older
folks. In this building.
In this building and friends.
Yeah.
Right?
So what are you asking me?
You still wouldn't go to that one.
Oh, God. It'd be so goddamn boring. It would. A bunch of radio dicks competing for attention.
Includes people we used to work with in radio.
Those also suck. And some of those guys get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but we could stay back and watch.
As long as they ain't touching me.
Kimmy, would you go to a house party this weekend if a friend invited you?
Will there be food?
Yeah, see,
because that is something that I is like kind of a standard now. If I'm gonna go,
are
out
you kidding me?
To anybody's house, like, will there at least be some snacks there? We got some apps.
No,
like,
what's it's a
the
standard.
Food?
No,
what is the food sitch? Because I'm gonna be hungry.
You gotta
and
be a food.
I'm
sitch.
At an age where I need to put something in my stomach if
and
I'm
sit.
Gonna be drinking, and I need at least a fold up chair somewhere to sit.
I need to be sitting and snacking.
What sitting and snacking and sitting? What happened to you? What happened?
Oh, I'm willing to admit that house party is not for me.
But and you wouldn't want to go either.
Yeah.
Because they were so much fun.
Yeah.
And now you can't go back.
I'm still fun. I'm still cool. I'm still cool. I'm
that
still
that jacket.
Bro, this jacket's super. If I walked into a house party in this jacket, so many Gen Alpha and Gen Zers compliment this jacket.
You shouldn't be at a house party with a Gen Alpha.
No, I agree with that.
Because you don't want to. You don't want to risk the cops pulling up and you being accused of buying the underage beer.
Great point. Great point. I'm just saying I'm still cool based on the jacket.
I don't even want to know what those parties I went to smelled like. Because every guy...
They all had a smell.
Well, every guy wore a lot of cologne back then. And there was only like 4 colognes.
Yeah.
And they were all dirt-ass cheap. And you just bathed... You just put on like buckets of stale cologne and went out.
The Four Colognes, one of the worst Italian opera shows I've ever been to.
Yeah, it crushed Notre Dame. I mean, they couldn't pull it off. The horses all died.
I do have proof, again, with the story of a 35-year-old man being arrested outside a massive house party that was broken up in the city. He was there. He had an illegal gun, according to authorities. I think there is an argument that proves, or there's a situation that proves, people in their 40s and 50s miss house parties. There are parties that keep getting busted.
Yeah.
Right. And those parents let those kids throw parties when they're home.
Yeah.
And a lot of those parents, when they get busted, have also been drinking with the kids.
Oh, yeah. They get into the partying.
Those parents allow it. Do they allow it because they want their kids to be safe? Or do they allow it because they want back in at the late night house party?
They want in.
Okay. So that proves.
They want in.
That proves it, buddy.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
I would love to go to a house party of a place that I used to party at as a kid. Just to replicate that feeling again.
But no, that's going to be the most depressing because that's not, it's going
to
feel.
But like if all those people that you, but all those people you used to drink with, if we all agreed, like we're going back to so-and-so's parents' basement.
You would hate it. You would hate it.
I don't know. I think I'd want to try it once.
Because you can't go back. You can't capture that lightning.
Good looking people are going to be ugly. People that you thought were going to be successful are not.
Oh, well, no. But, I mean, these are people that you've probably kept up with. But let's just try to replicate it again.
No, I'm out. That's a worst take I've ever heard in my life.
All right.
You can't go home.
Vex Patriarch writes us on Instagram. We'll wrap it up with this. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Late night house party as you get older. You talk about what your latest ailment is, what hurts. Someone
yes.
spills red wine. That causes an uproar. Everyone's asleep by 12:15.
Yes. Yeah, he's absolutely right.
Shut up. You guys suck. Little man.
Go ahead. Big shot. With your bedazzled jacket.
It's not bedazzled. And I got two new patches. Three, actually. So check that. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a Bills logo, but it's a chicken.
Why are you holding that to a microphone?
Well, no, sorry. For people like Cameron could see. Oh. It's a chicken wing.
Oh.
See it?
Yeah, that's cute, honey. It's like a little four-year-old.
No, it's cool patch.
That's adorable.
And I got the squish the fish
patch. Oh, like you look very nice and very special.
Squishing the fish.
Oh, you're a handsome boy.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your friends and family all gather together to watch you commit your life to someone else.
Yeah.
And celebrate this chapter you start together.
It's a special time for a woman.
Your wedding day. And a man.
It's her day, though.
Okay. It is a day that has to be perfect and have to have the perfect location.
Yeah.
To these folks, their wedding yesterday was at the perfect location.
Wow, it's weird to have a wedding on a Thursday.
And I get the sneaking suspicion, Kimmy, that someone in this room is going to have a problem with it.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, that's not surprising. We know how you feel about this. Put it that way.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last night,
yeah,
it wasn't just the Bills making fireworks at Highmark Stadium.
What else?
A wedding invitation went viral earlier this week. So the top's got the name of the couple.
Yeah.
And it says, quote, join us at the Bills versus Dolphins Thursday night football game, September 18th, 4:30 at the Ralph statue. That would be the statue of former owner Ralph Wilson.
Wait, they got married at the old man's statue?
So if you've never seen the statue, it's a statue of him and he's got his arm out so you can like look like you're shaking his
hand. Yeah.
So they go on to say, there's nowhere else we'd rather get married than surrounded by Bill's Mafia.
Oh.
I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
A couple that gets married at a Bill's tailgate is?
Cool.
Cool. Why are they cool, Kimmy?
Because they're laid back. They're at a place that they both love to be. I would argue, like, they're not very, it's not a high maintenance couple because they just want everybody to enjoy their day.
Okay.
They're not doing a big song and dance.
Tell
I would go to that wedding. That'd be a fun wedding
to attend.
Well,
you're dressed for it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy, a nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Yep.
Finish this sentence. A couple that gets married at a Bills tailgate is?
Sad.
Why?
First of all, she must be some submissive wife that's just kowtowing to her old man because
you don't think no she's woman, also a Bills fan?
I understand that. But most women.
I don't think women, you do. No, I don't think. I don't think you do.
Would imagine a couple that gets married at the game bonded over being Bills fans. That's what led them to be a couple.
I understand that.
I don't think you do.
But I think she's getting robbed of her special day, which she deserves. And women want to have that day for themselves. And it's totally bogarted by the by her old man.
Okay. I love how you've never heard of these people before. We don't know who they are.
I can tell you,
well,
I know.
Pat, women want their special day, like women that get married in their backyards,
ooh,
right?
But it was about them.
Uh-huh.
Like you and your wife.
Yes, but yeah, it was about her.
At least.
We didn't go to... We didn't go
but
to like
you're
some.
You're saying she wants her special day. She wants a song and dance, but you didn't.
At the
you
foot
didn't
of
hey, the hey, Tommy thing. Picked up a sushi tray.
I did.
Wow. Hey, at least this woman got to leave her backyard. Look at you. Makes all your dreams come true. 3 feet from the crapper. Tommy Mulay, ladies and gentlemen. You were saying, I'm sorry.
To me, it's like you're phoning it. It's your chintzy low
well,
end.
I do wonder.
It's a low end.
We've seen couples get married on the field.
Yes.
Like, were they denied that? Because I would think if you're that big fans, like, you would have also tried to get into the building.
Because you can
to
buy
it.
That, can't you?
So, yes, I discovered how expensive it is to get married
really?
On the field. It's like tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, do they charge you to do it in the...
Well, no, you can, I mean, you can do whatever you want. I can get a guy to marry me right in front of the statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free country. What are you going to do?
At the feet of a billionaire.
Yeah, well, no, he wasn't a billionaire.
Well,
he was an old school millionaire, my friend.
Technically, adjusted for inflation.
Let's find out. Kimmy's on it.
Ralph Wilson was a billionaire.
He only got the billion after he died, so he didn't get it.
Okay.
His family got the billions. How dare you besmirch the man of a
yeah,
man
to
who,
me,
of, who still had way more money than we'll ever have in our entire
lives. I understand.
Lives.
But if I see that couple, y'all trash.
Okay. I don't understand. 252-WCMF.
You know she's tatted up.
9263. So what?
She's tatted up.
You got a problem with women with tattoos? Oh, you better tread
yeah.
lightly, my friend.
Depends.
Really?
Some women can pull it off.
Uh-huh.
A lot of y'all can't.
Oh, look at you. You pandering ass.
I know.
Safe Jinx, answering bits.
It's you have to have the attitude to go with the tattoo.
This wedding that happened in front of Ralph Wilson statue before the game last night is the most unique wedding you will ever go to.
How is it unique? They do this all the time.
You know, they don't have weddings in the parking lot. It's a tailgate wedding reception.
You tell me that's the first tailgate wedding reception are these drunk jackasses?
I've never seen one before. Look, you can have the ceremony. Do the world's best tailgate with your friends and family with high-end food. Buy the two most expensive tickets to that game possible and still save $25,000 on what you would the cost of the average wedding right
well, you
now.
You know who wasn't there?
Who's that?
The Lord.
The Jesus everywhere?
Yeah, but he wasn't. But you're supposed to go to his house and do it.
Okay, no, you're not. Is this who? Mr. Agnostic?
You're supposed to go to Jesus.
So where? What church did you get married in?
The
two you got divorced, those ones. Those were, no, one divorce was church, one divorce was in front of a judge, and then the current one, which is still pending, next to your azaleas.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this couple that got married last night before the game, 4:30 on their wedding invitation, in front of the Ralph statue, quote, "There's nowhere else we'd rather get married than surrounded by Bills Mafia. I love this. It is a brilliant idea. The only thing that maybe makes this a bad idea."
What is that?
Well, you know, we walked into this game yesterday thinking the Bills were going to blow the doors off Miami.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this couple went to the game
yeah.
after they got married. That last 4 minutes had to be a little bit... If they lose the game, you
yeah,
get married
no,
at.
Right,
all right, that'd be
right.
a little rough.
But that's always the chance you take, right? Anytime you decide to do this at any big sporting event, because you do see it with a lot of different sports and what I don't get are the people that do it during like the big high stakes games.
Yeah, I know.
What are you thinking?
Are you talking about proposing? You mean
proposing any kind of like memorable life moment? I don't want to remember that game.
Yeah, that ride home could go either way, right?
Well, like I've had my season tickets forever. I've been going since yeah. I was a kid. You know, during the drought, so many people either got married on the or tried to get engaged on the Jumbotron or got engaged on the field. Right,
yeah.
they paid for that, and like. You know, the Bills would be losing like
blowing
yeah,
out.
32-12 and it's halftime and it's raining sideways. Will you marry me at the 30-yard line? You paid like $5,000 for this opportunity. That's a bad. I would worry. I would love to get married at the stadium. That would have been awesome. In fact, I tried to talk my wife into letting Billy Buffalo be my best man because you could rent him.
Oh, you can.
Yes, you can. That would have been great. Put a little bow tie on him.
Does he do the bachelor party?
He can't get his head through the strip club door.
Plus the stripper could get gored.
No, but like,
not in a good way.
I would worry it's a bad omen, Kimmy, to start our marriage with a loss at the day we got married.
Sure.
Or unless you're facing tough times up front.
All right, 252 WCMF, you ran your mouth a lot. Let's talk to Robin. She's on CMF. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. What do you got, Robin?
So my daughter was a witness for the couple that got married yesterday.
Ooh.
So is Al Michaels.
She went to college. She went to college with the groom, and it was actually the bride's idea to get married there.
Interesting, because I heard in the break room, Robin, that he robbed her of her special day. How dare you protect the delicate flower that is the female in the relationship?
Yeah, well, Tommy's a bit old.
Yeah, and ugly.
Well.
You can see on the live stream.
Age, but he's way old.
Yeah, take that. All right, so I'm assuming this is a local couple then.
Actually, they live in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And they're moving to Delaware, which is where he went to school.
Okay.
But they're both huge Bills fans. They've gone to numerous games.
They look Delaware.
What? You didn't even see them.
I saw them.
What the hell does Delaware look like?
It's interesting he brings that up. You know why, Robin? Because my wife was raised in Delaware.
Oh, yeah, but she's one of the good ones.
Oh, really, really? What is Delaware? So you tell. Hold on, I got to text my wife real quick.
I said
hey,
she's
honey,
one of the good ones.
Tommy said she looks
look like
Delaware. What does Delaware look like?
Your wife does not look Delaware.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Robin, send Kimmy and I's regards to the happy couple. Tell them congratulations, and they had a brilliant idea.
I will, and like I said, it was the bride's idea, and she planned the whole thing. So.
Damn right.
Boy, big plans.
They had to travel.
Right. Walk up to a statue and say, I do?
You were in your backyard under a pergola, you bitch!
And they're also having another wedding in June for family and friends.
Why?
Ooh, that sounds big money. Ooh, sounds like somebody couldn't afford it. You couldn't do two weddings for your wife.
Bro, you think this couple's throwing a big wedding?
Yeah, probably.
Why would they not?
Yeah, this didn't cost them a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the second wedding's big.
Ooh, you sound so low end.
Everybody has an idea what big is.
Low rent. I know it's bigger than a backyard. Bet you that. Robin, thank you for the call. Well, have a good one.
Tommy wishes he knew what big was.
So. Yeah. Oh, it's a dog joke, bro. She said you got a small dog.
Good day.
Bye, Robin.
She got you so good.
So you had to stay alive to people like her at that wedding.
I like Robin. I want to hang
She's
out with her.
She's got a dirty mouth.
The other thing that kind of sucks for this couple specifically, right, that are getting married outside yesterday, outside the stadium. Any other stadium, Kimmy, you would have the opportunity to say, you know, we'll always be able to come back here.
Yeah.
That stadium could get knocked down in a few months.
Wait, what are they going to do with the statue? Will they leave it where it is?
I'm assuming they're going to move it over to the new stadium.
Oh, I thought, don't they usually put a marker, though, where the old stadium was most places?
Yeah, maybe they'll have like a little tribute thing.
But they
to
may
it.
Leave Ralph there because that was his stuff.
Oh, maybe. I mean, it's possible.
Because he's facing the new stadium.
He is, but then if you're going to take a picture, it'll just be the parking lot in the background.
Yeah. Oh.
Like the way it's situated now, you get the whole stadium.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a whole, like, you've seen the statue.
Yes, I
have. So, for those who haven't, it's a bronze statue, and there's, like, a little display behind that explains who Ralph Wilson is. It's a really nice thing they did there. It looks very nice. But, yeah, if you keep it the way that it is, it's like, here's Frank's Ford F-150. I got to meet Ralph Wilson, bronze style.
Well, at least, well, all right, so you had to just follow the statue.
Like, with the stadium being knocked down and this couple not having the ability to, like, stand in front of the stadium again if they move everything, right? Like, let's say there are people listening right now, the church they got married in, closed its door.
Or it's a Starbucks.
Is that a bad omen for your marriage?
No. I mean, church has been tanking for years. I mean, a lot of churches have been going bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder, like, if you find out the church you got married in is no longer around, does that make you think about your marriage
a
little bit?
No.
Well, you don't have those. You don't have a soul. So I get why you'd be like, no, no. I'm asking average people.
So you would take it as like, oh my God, my marriage is going bad?
It would cross my mind, like, if the church isn't there anymore, what does that mean?
I better start cheating. Apparently it didn't count.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Chimpanzees, so like us.
Yeah.
And it turns out they're way more like us than we thought. Although they're not doing this intentionally. Actually, I guess, you know what? We wouldn't know. Because if they felt the effects of this.
Oh.
And kept doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. A new study has been done. And it started, Tommy, by studying the diets of chimpanzees in the wild.
Bananas.
Well, they eat a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
All right, can I, stupid question.
Yeah.
Do chimpanzees really eat bananas, or is that like mice eat cheese, rabbits eat carrots?
Is that just what they eat in captivity?
You're not supposed to give carrots to rabbits, I found out.
Really?
Yeah. Or else they're going to start trying to murder the duck that it hangs out with.
Oh, yeah. It just got out of control.
So they do eat a lot of fruit.
All right.
And in this study where they were trying to determine, you know, what, how much they eat, where they get it from, they figured out that chimpanzees, because of the amount of fruit they eat per day, It equates when it's fermented to 2 alcoholic drinks.
Oh,
to a human.
Wait, so it ferments in their stomach?
See, I don't know. I'm trying to understand.
Or they eat rotten fruit that's fermented.
It's got to be it. The alcohol content of the fruit that the chimps eat in the canopies in this national park in Uganda and in the Ivory Coast, they're drunk.
Okay, so it's naturally, yeah.
Yeah, they're essentially drunk chimpanzee.
So don't eat rotten
That's
fruit.
Fun.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Unless you want to cop a nice buzz.
So do they? Are they doing it knowing that it gives them the buzz? Or are they just like, hey, this is fruit and maybe it's fermented? So
helps me sleep.
That's the interesting thought here.
So they always have a buzz on?
Well, so that's what they're trying to figure out here. So they say that chimps consume an impressive amount of alcohol, although the scientists believe they do not feel a buzz, but they admit there's no way to prove
that.
Right,
you wouldn't know unless you let them drive.
So it's possible that the reason we see these chimpanzees acting the way that they do isn't because like they're naturally curious or funny. They're just drunk all the time.
Okay. All right.
And I know there's another animal.
They're just monkeying around.
Boo. you were on such a good run. You were on such a good run. I know there are other animals that eat themselves intoxicated. Is it koalas? Is it eucalyptus that makes them intoxicated? I know there's another
or
animal.
Pandas?
Panda? No. Is it? No.
Oh, no, because they don't, yeah.
So I know there's birds that will eat certain berries that are fermented, and they get drunk.
And they do it? Do they do it on purpose?
No, they just eat the berries. They don't know.
Okay. How do we know they don't know?
So they know, hey, man, it's going to get these in a cup of buzz.
Well, no, I mean, like, animals know what to eat.
Yeah,
right?
True.
I mean, so,
well, it may make them feel good.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Because, like, if you put out a bowl of fruit or a bowl of Taco Bell tacos, the monkeys are going to eat the Taco Bell tacos first.
Sure.
Right? Because they know that that is going to be better in my taste buds than the fruit is. So if they understand that eating this specific stuff is going to get me drunk, maybe they are intentionally doing what we do.
Okay.
Which would make it more interesting.
Sure.
I did see a video on Instagram of a monkey drinking champagne the other day.
Well, really? They do say,
what
so
they
you're right.
They were done monkeying around. Boo!
They do say that some, like, monkey species, like, consume alcohol because they steal it from places.
Oh.
Like you know how like you'll see like certain places people vacation and stuff, the monkeys will be running around
the
area they're eating. Like they'll steal the beer and stuff.
Well, dogs will drink beer too.
Yeah, I know that personally.
Fun fact, bees.
Yeah, I saw your girlfriend's.
It wasn't what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a mean thing to say. Bees?
Yeah, bees get a buzz from certain flowers.
Right. Drunk bees.
They call it a caffeine buzz. But I don't know how that works.
If we go with this thing that Kimmy just brought up, that these monkeys are running into convenience stores and they're grabbing alcohol, that means they know what is getting them buzzed.
Right. They smell it. Probably.
But, I mean, they also want that feeling that they're having, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
who doesn't?
I can't imagine that, you know, a beer would taste good to a monkey. I guess, again,
why not? I mean, they're kind of like us.
Yeah, but beers don't taste good to us until we get the taste for, like, we have to give ourselves a taste for beer.
Yeah, but we eat differently to begin with. I mean, they eat raggedy stuff to begin with, so maybe.
Wait, your mom is in the jungles of the Ivory Coast? It's a chimpanzee! 252-WCMF. Robin writes us, I was correct, as usual.
What's that?
Eucalyptus gets koalas high. Almost all koalas have chlamydia. They're a strange species. So drunken.
So I saw that they just came up with a, like, I guess I don't know if it's a vaccine or something to cure koalas of, like, the STDs that they
have. Wait, koalas give each other sexually transmitted diseases?
Yeah, it's bad in chlamydia.
So that's kind of.
You know
why? Why?
They can't get the condoms on with their claws.
Oh.
Keep breaking.
You know why?
Why is that?
They're monkeying around.
Boo!
So is that
That's not a very good joke, Tommy.
So, I didn't know animals could give each other sexually transmitted.
Well, I think it's just koalas are like known
how
for
do they,
that
How do they?
Reason.
And every other animal bangs whatever it wants, mm-hmm. and they ain't getting no disease.
One koala started with chlamydia, and it went, no, there's other animals that have STDs.
I've never heard of that.
Where have you been?
You're telling me like there's a monkey that with gonorrhea.
Yeah. I don't know if a monkey would have gonorrhea. No, I know there are multiple.
Baboons.
There you go.
They suffer from herpes. There's syphilis in rabbits. Koalas get chlamydia.
Damn, a bunch of horny ass animals.
Well, no, but I mean, if we have STDs, why would other mammals not have STDs?
I don't
Dolphins
know.
Can get genital warts.
Yeah, but that's just SeaWorld Orlando. 252-WCMF.
Banging the hostess again, are you?
A new study. Well, no, look, this is going to sound gross. And we'll go to the phones in a sec. It is a proven fact.
What's that?
That there have been dolphins that have tried to mate with humans.
So when you can swim with the dolphins, you can pay to do that down in the Keys.
Yeah.
Women have to be very careful because if they're at that time, the dolphins pick up on that and they'll start humping women. And they have a weird kind of penis. It's a triangle. And they tell you, like, they ask you before you pay to do this.
Do they really ask you
I'm telling you right now.
Why are you listening? Why are you listening to this man?
It is true that if you're at that time of the month.
That's what they ask you in the questionnaire.
They have to because He's these lying. Dolphins will okay. get.
You're like, look, I'm seeing this. Look at his face right now. They do not ask you that. They ask you that.
Dolphins do not have the ability to detect if women are on their period. This is not a true fact.
What if they see the blood in the water or something like
blood
that?
Blood doesn't come out of the water.
Why would it come out in the water?
Where have you been? This ain't Jaws. And by the way, so that means if those dolphins are, you know, sexually attracted to women, it's not on porpoise. She started it. Don't get mad at me.
I had to.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this new study that suggests, based on the fermented fruit that chimpanzees are eating in certain parts of jungles, that they are getting drunk. And we're trying to figure out if they're getting drunk on purpose. If there is one man who knows about drunk animals, it's Skyler. He's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
That's a great introduction. Thanks. How did you go from drunken monkeys to dolphins' triangular penises? You guys are off track.
He's been hanging out with the Ivory Coast chimpanzees, eating too much fruit over here.
I live right next to Letchworth Park, and we rent cabins down there and get kegs and have a good time. And we'd put a big bowl of beer out and watch the raccoons come, and they'd drink it until we'd watch them stumble, bump into stuff, or just pass out. Raccoons love beer.
That's a terrible thing to do, Skyler. What are you
doing?
It
seems like they were having a great time.
It's funny because you can, like, they'll pass out. You can, like, put a beer can in their hands and take their picture or whatever.
Great call, Skyler.
Good times, man.
Also, I make homemade wine out here in the country because there's berries all over my property and fruit. And so we make homemade wine. And I have chickens. I've called in one time when the rooster was standing next to me. And you're like, oh, who knew that the rooster would be the coolest part of the phone call? So anyways.
Is he busy now?
Shut up. I mean, this is a good call. So I put a bowl of, like, when the wine starts to turn to, like, vinegarish and doesn't taste as well. So I just, instead of dumping it on the ground, I put it on a bowl out there, and the chickens, some of them would drink it and some of them wouldn't. Well, one of them drank enough of it, and it just died.
I'm going to hang up the phone now, Skyler. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
I was going to say it got drunk or did something funny. It died.
That was the worst call we've ever taken. Oh, my God.
Lie to us, Skyler.
Do not do what Skyler
says. Well, now
says
we know that.
Did.
You already named that chicken?
What's that?
Billy Martin.
Well, the last thing you
died
want.
Died sliding into its house.
The last thing you want at Skyler's house yeah. is a drunken cock.
So true.
Again, get me started all of this. Joey writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Now we're all talking drunk animals, buddy.
Yeah.
He says,
yeah.
Cows have multiple stomachs, so when they eat apples and fruit like that, when it goes from one stomach to the next, it ferments and cows get drunk. I don't know about chimps. I don't know about, but I do know about cows. He also claims that they ask women when they go horseback riding if they're on their period. I went horseback riding with my wife. I don't remember his part.
Well,
that,
you want to ruin a saddle. That's why they do that. No, because that blood, you cannot get that out of the leather.
Shut up.
No, you got to, those saddles are like $1,000.
Have you not?
You can't have, you know, that all over it. You look like you got shot.
It astonishes me on at least a weekly basis that you're a man of your age that still has no idea how the female genital and reproductive system
works. I know it bleeds.
No, women can't bleed in water, by the way. You know that.
Yes, it can.
No, it stops.
Not in South Florida. Bro.
Yeah.
You never heard of Red Tide? That's a thing.
It's not that.
Me what you don't know about
Google
the human
Red Tide.
Thank you. Thank you.
It
thank
really
you.
Does.
Thank
they
you.
Shut
You're
down the
beaches. You're the oldest person in the room. You should know these
They shut
basic
down the
facts.
Beaches
it's
because
women,
of the toxic Red Tide.
It's because women
from
don't
the ladies.
Talk to him. Women don't talk to him, so he doesn't even know where babies come from. Drunken chimpanzees, that's the answer. Who have chlamydia. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotional alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.